Well. It looks like I have another wannabe sissy on my hands. Stop. Don't try to protest. I know what you're gonna say. I've heard it all before. I'm not a loser. I like pussy. I'm a real man. Blah, blah, blah. That's bullshit. And we both knew it. You wouldn't be here if you were a real man. Do you think real men go online looking for audio recordings of women humiliating them? Please, don't waste my time with any of your pathetic excuses. Let's just cut the shit and get right down to it. You're a pathetic fucking loser. You could never hope to satisfy a woman. Well, at least not with that pathetic little baby dick. I mean, are you even fucking serious with that thing? I can barely see it. Are you sure you've gone through puberty? No, limp dick. You're never gonna be able to be a real man. You know it, and I know it. Besides, that's really not what feels natural for you, is it? Deep down, you feel an urge to be submissive, to be subservient. But even more than that, you feel an overwhelming urge to be pretty. Not handsome, hard and masculine, but cute, soft, and pretty. Getting on top of a woman and fucking her isn't ever going to sound as appealing to you as being mounted like a bitch and fucked hard by a real man. Oh my! Look at the flush that just came into your cheeks. You don't even have to say a word, and I know that I'm right. Well, don't worry, princess. Today is your lucky day. It just so happens I enjoy turning pathetic, wimping bitch boys into pretty little bimbos. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm gonna turn you from some worthless loser boy into a total babe. I can tell the idea of this turns you on, slut. Go ahead and stroke that worthless little pinprick. Grab a hold of it in your hand. That really shouldn't be hard, considering just how pathetically small it is. And start jerking it. Pull and stroke that worthless dicklet as much as you want. Whine and pant and moan like the pathetic whore you are. But don't you dare fucking come. Not unless I give you my permission. Let's start with the clothes. Get rid of all of them. What do you normally wear? Jeans? A t-shirt? Who the fuck do you think you're kidding? Those don't even feel right on your body, do they? No, 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 no. That simply won't do. We're getting rid of all of those. And boxers? Fuck out of here with those. We're tossing all of those out today. From this day forward, you are only going to wear panties. Is that understood? And these won't be boring, plain Jane white panties either. You're only going to wear the brightest, frilliest, softest, most girly panties money can buy. Adorable lace waistbands, bright pink bows, tiny, barely there G-strings, thongs, boy shorts, cheekies. You're going to wear them all. You're picturing it right now, aren't you? Prancing around like a little sissy faggot in your slutty panties. You're so fucking pathetic. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about your tiny sissy tits. We're going to cover those too. All your slutty panties will be paired with a matching bra. Just as lacy and pretty. Those nipples are going to be constantly hard from having soft, silky fabric brushing over them all day. It's just such a shame they're so small. They're quite a disappointment to me. I know they are for you as well. I know you fantasize about having huge fake balloon-sized tits wobbling on the front of your chest. Well, if you can prove yourself to be a good girl for your mistress, we might just see about that. I know that's what you want. A pair of huge fake titties. Something for you to constantly fondle and grope. Something for you to show off to horny men. To make them drool. Something to bounce wildly while you're getting fucked like the chief whore you are. Well, you just follow my orders like a good girl. And your dream may come true. Look at these soft feminine features. Your face is practically begging for makeup. And that's exactly what it's going to get. Look at those long lashes. They'll be so fabulous with a heavy dose of mascara on them. Something to give them more volume and body. And they're going to stand out from your face and immediately draw the attention of any man who looks into your eyes. And your lips. Well, I know you linger around the lipstick section of the drugstore, pretending you're some hapless boyfriend trying to find the right one to bring home to his woman. Maybe you even bring a piece of paper along to complete the image to give you a plausible deniability when the makeup lady comes and asks you what you're looking for. You think you're so smooth. I've got news for you, princess. Women can spot a sissy faggot from a mile away. I guarantee you that every woman who's ever seen you there knows exactly what you are. We're gonna paint those pouty, feminine, dick-sucking lips. First off, they'll get a good solid base coating of bright, pink, girly lipstick. This will draw attention to those sweet lips. Men who catch a short glimpse of them will turn their heads to get a better look. Then we'll put on some wonderfully shiny lip gloss on top of that. That'll give them a plumper, more voluptuous look. And best of all, the shine will just let everyone who sees you know your lips aren't just for show. They're for action. These cheeks will be brightened with blush. Not too much, just enough to enhance the angles of your face. It'll add some contouring and really make you look like a pretty little girl. That's just a nice bonus. Do you know the real reason for it? It brings a nice warm glow to your cheeks. The kind of sweet, warm light women always get in their cheeks after being thoroughly fucked and satisfied. Every man who sees you like this will feel a natural, primal instinct to breed you. Last, but certainly not least, we need to take care of your hair. Look at this. Nobody's going to enjoy looking at it. Your hair needs to be long and silky. The kind of hair that looks perfect in pigtails, or a braid, or a ponytail. Really, any kind of a fuck handle a man can grab and use to guide you while he fucks your face. That's what real men want. Something to hang on to while they rape your throat. For now, we'll just have to make do with a wig. But eventually, we'll grow a long, beautiful, natural hair on your head. Is that your sad little dicklet getting harder? I'm amazed you can even tell the difference between hard and soft with that thing. I'm not sure I can. Well, that's going to put an end to any more of your meek protests, isn't it? Just admit it. You want to be a sissy slut. You need it. Deep down inside, it's what you know you are. Say it. A good girl. That's more like it. It felt so fucking good to actually say it out loud, didn't it? It's like a weight is lifting off of you. You don't have to pretend to be what you're not anymore. Say it again. Tell me you want to be a sissy slut. Tell me what you are. Let me hear it. Let yourself hear it. Now, with all of that said, we're going to have to do something about that sad little clitty. You don't think I'm just going to leave it hanging free, do you? Not a chance in hell. From this day forward, that worthless tiny clitty is going under lock and key. It's way too tiny to ever please a woman anyways. And letting it hang free will only distract you. You might start having delusions about actually fucking someone. No, princess. You're never fucking anyone ever again. You'll only be fucked from now on. You're gonna take big, hard, real man cocks in your tight boy cunt. The only orgasms you're ever gonna feel will be from your sissy pussy. And they will be so fucking good. Those orgasms will be deeper than any you've ever felt before. Your whole body will be racked with pleasure. You'll wonder how you were ever satisfied with anything else. Oh yes, this sweet juicy ass is going to be used. Hard and rough, fast and deep. That's the only way you're going to be fucked. Forget about getting any gentle lovemaking. That's not for you. You're just not any kind of girl. You're a filthy fucking skank. And filthy fucking skanks get fucked hard. They get held down and jackhammered until they scream. They get choked and have their faces smacked. They have their mouths spat in before getting brutally skull-fucked. They have their mascara run down their face, have their drool pouring down their chins and onto their tits. They have their hair pulled and their ass beat while getting mounted and rape-fucked like a bitch. And they fucking love every single second of it. Oh, you will love it so fucking much, sissy. I know it's what you fantasize about constantly. Being on your knees while a group of real men stand around you stroking their big juicy cocks, laughing at you, and calling you a worthless sissy slave whore as your face gets slapped by cocks. Having your hair pulled as you're forced to go from one cock to another, each man taking his turn and fucking your face balls deep, making you choke on it. You're stroking yourself furiously now, aren't you? You're desperately yanking on that sad, tiny baby dick as you picture it. Of course you are. Well, you don't get to come just yet, faggot. You have to earn that privilege. And to do that, you are going to need to admit out loud exactly what you are. If you want to come, you need to repeat what I'm going to tell you. Understand? Good girl. Now repeat after me. I'm a pretty little girl. I'm a good sissy faggot. Please pimp me out, mistress. please turn me into a good sissy fuck toy. I love cock and cum more than pussy. I'm such a good girl. Oh, God. You're so pathetic. Good. Fucking God. You are even more pathetic and desperate than I realized. You know, I'm really tempted to withhold permission to come. Oh, the look on your face would be priceless. The desperate pleading in your eyes would be almost enough to make me come in my panties. Consider yourself lucky. I'm a kind and generous mistress. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. You are not allowed to come until I reach 1. When you come, you must shoot all of it into your other hand. Is that understood? Good girl. 10, 9, 8. That's it. Stroke that little clitty. 7, 6, 5, 4. So close now. I bet you can almost taste it. You're so desperate for release, aren't you? God, you're so fucking pathetic. I'm embarrassed for you. 3, 2, keep stroking. You never know when it's gonna come. Will I say it now? Will I give you that release that my good girl needs? 1. Come. Come for me, you fucking sissy faggot. Come for your mistress. Oh, God, yes. Shoot it all into that hand. Fill that fucking cum into that hand. Yes. Such a good little girl. My pretty sissy faggot. Well done, slut. You followed my orders exactly. Look at all of that cum. What a fucking mess. You're not just going to wipe that up with a tissue. No way. That's not what sissy bimbos do. You're going to eat it. Every single fucking drop. From this day forward, you're going to be swallowing lots of cum every day. So you might as well start now. Lift your hand up to your mouth. That's it. Let your tongue out and start lapping it up. Good job, faggot. Clean up that cum. Savor every delicious drop of it. Keep licking until your hand is completely clean. That's a good little bitch. It tastes so good. So nice on your tongue. The way it just coats your throat, slowly dripping down. There's nothing else quite like it. Don't worry. From now on, you're going to be tasting a whole hell of a lot of it. From now on, you're my sissy slave whore.